Okay, let's move on here now to page 65, and this is a database here that we're talking about using technology here so that we can automatically contact prospects. And I don't know that we can see this on the board here as well. Oh, well. But I hope you're familiar with a clipboard, which looks something like this right here. And when you highlight something like a person's name, you can do Control-C. That puts the person's name on the clipboard. Then you can flip over to the fax number and put that on the clipboard. And then you can go to the email address and put that on the clipboard. So now you've got those three, the customer's name, the fax, and the phone number, the email address, on the clipboard. So then that you get that right out of your database, and that's the top part. And then if you look at the bottom part, this is a HTML document. That's what that is, an HTML document. So you can see there is a logo, there's colors and all this kind of stuff. And you can email this right out to someone. The way to create this is you start with front page, and you create this page in front page, and you put these logos and stuff on your website with a path to them. So, and then you import this into Outlook and make it stationary. And it's not that simple to do it. You know, I could walk you through the process, or if you wanted to do it, I could come over to your company and do it. But you can send this to someone as an email, and it's just beautiful. I mean, it's got a lot of color in it, you know, and it's got all your key points and that sort of thing in there. And you're on the phone with somebody, and they say, "Can you send me some information?" Okay, bingo. You do this. That's right out of Outlook. Pop their email. You got their name, so you pop their name right in there. And these emails are set up in Draft. You know, there's a folder. If you look in Outlook, Microsoft Outlook, there's a folder called Drafts. Maybe it's got an S on it. You know, you got contacts, outbox, inbox, that sort of thing. And one of them is Drafts. And that's where you leave these things. So you could have hundreds of them in there. I mean, you don't have hundreds of products you're going to be selling. So you might have 4 or 5 or 10 or something like that. And so you drag it from the Drafts folder to the outbox. Just drag it. And if you right-click on it and drag it over there, a little thing comes up and says, do you want to copy this to the outbox or move it to the outbox? So you choose copy. So that leaves it in the draft for the next time. And then you just double-click on it in the outbox, and now you can pop the guy's name, his email address, and all that kind of stuff right into it, and bingo. In less than 2 minutes, I could send you a beautiful email with all kinds of color and, you know, just all totally awesome-looking stuff. I could have attached to that a PDF file, a 4-color PDF file, which then you could open in PDF if you wanted to. And it's just, I don't have to mail you anything, and it's instantaneous. And when I send these to people, and I believe I did that to you, Susan, I'm not sure. I think I sent you the PDF, and then I said, Susan, could I wait on the line while you see if you get it? Did I do that with you?
Yes.
And I do that all the time. So I want to make sure that Susan got it. I don't want to, there's no doubt. So, and it only takes a few seconds. So I send an email. She goes, oh, yeah, it just popped in now. And, it's a PDF format attached. So, and you can get PDF generators for free off the internet. And you can convert Microsoft Word documents to a PDF. And the reason that I do that is because I think the PDF format is just a more professional format. If I send it out a Microsoft Word document, to me, it's just not quite as professional as a PDF format. That's why I send the PDF format. Also, a Word document can be altered. You can't alter a PDF file. I mean, generally, unless you got Adobe Photoshop or some kind of a PDF editor. So, but you know,
court forms you can't. No.
What's that?
On court forms, you cannot. Hello, what am I looking for?
You can't send it on.
You can't alter that at all.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, but I was trying to do that, figure out a way to do that before. I've got a PDF file that I wanted to
change something
exactly.
in it, and you can do it.
We have to purchase the software for that.
No,
right?
No, you do not.
No,
no, no. Adobe Photoshop, or I think it's Adobe Photoshop. I'm not sure. It's definitely Adobe that creates. Adobe Acrobat is actually the application. If you had that, you could alter them, but there are free.
Really?
Yes. So if you go into Google and you put in there PDF editor, free, plus free, you'll get, and I've got one I'm using, and if you want to, you call me and I'll tell you who I'm using.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to tell you that, and then you just download it off the internet, install it, and then when you have a PDF file, you save it someplace on your computer, and then you open up this other software, this editor, and then once you get that open, then you go to File, Open, and you find this PDF file that you saved on your computer, and it will open, and you can go in there and modify it.